And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Needless to say, that's wrong as well. Right, the return of radio's shortest quiz after a break last week. Round one of the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, the aforementioned Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Hi.
Hi, how are you then?
I'm all right, thank you. Are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, very relaxed after my holiday. Now, what have you been up to in the last month since we last spoke to you?
Nothing major, really. I went for a Japanese meal in a Japanese restaurant.
Right. And is that all the sushi food, all the raw fish and stuff?
I didn't see any sushi, to be fair. I had a vegetarian option.
Okay, then. So, I mean, I like going out for meals. I go for Chinese, Indian, Italian, and so on. But I don't think I've ever been for a Japanese meal. So, what was the highlight for you of that meal?
I'd say the chef, when he cooked it on the hot plate in front of you.
And wow.
It was all done on there, like the chicken, the beef.
Yeah, because you see it all being prepared and cooked before you actually consumed it, which sounds like a good plan.
And the chef was juggling with eggs and throwing them in his mouth.
That's a clever trick if you can do it, isn't it? Fantastic.
It certainly is.
Right, let's get back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. As usual, you've done this loads of times before, so you know how it works. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Japanese artist did John Lennon marry?
Yoko Ono.
In which European city did the Beatles work before finding fame in the UK?
Berlin.
What is the name of Kylie Minogue's younger sister?
Danny.
What's the name of Karen Carpenter's brother?
Richard.
Which group included the brothers Alan, Merrill, Jay and Donnie?
The Osmonds.
Which group included the brothers Brian, Dennis and Carl Wilson?
Beach Boys.
What relation were Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick?
Auntie and cousin.
What is the... you're going to go for cousins, yeah. What is the surname of singers Marty and Kim?
Marty Kim. Wild.
Which duo recorded Wake Up Little Susie back in 1957?
Everly Brothers.
Which brothers recorded Unchained Melody?
Righteous Brothers.
What is the name of Frank Sinatra's singing daughter? And you can answer that one.
Nancy.
You're going to go for Nancy on that one, eh? That was an impressive round. I think this could be possibly the best score you've ever had. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. And you got all 11 right. Fantastic. Is that your highest score?
No, it's equal to one. I've had that one before.
Right, okay.
I think, not long ago.
Now, that's going to be a difficult score to beat, and the person who's hoping to beat it will be one of your near neighbours, Brian Derbyshire. We'll be talking to him.
Brian Derbyshire.
At 12:30. Yeah. Who you've actually met now, haven't you, so you know who
we're talking about. Yes, I know his son. Or I don't know if it's his son, maybe his nephew, but
right.
Chap in the pub said...
It won't make any difference the fact that you know him, because I'm sure he'll go hard on you anyway in order to try and win. Right, thanks, Patricia. Talk to you again soon, and keep on enjoying the Japanese food, all right?
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
That was good, wasn't it? She always does well, but not normally that well. 11 out of 11, with no passes at all.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. And if you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Patricia Goff get her best score ever, 11 out of 11 with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score, one of her near neighbours. Say good afternoon to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
And how are you this afternoon?
All right, not bad. The arms are still aching, but I had both jabs in the week.
Oh, right, right. So the COVID and the flu jab you're talking about there, yeah. I've got mine, I think, the week after next, but thankfully on two separate days, so hopefully I won't be too uncomfortable. But all very necessary, isn't it?
Yeah, the COVID was okay, but it's the flu jab.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for the warning about that. So, apart from going for your injections, what have you been up to in the last month or so?
Not a lot. Planted spring bulbs.
Okay. Brilliant. And I know you were planning to go for a pub lunch this afternoon, but you put that off because it's pouring with rain where you are, I gather.
Yeah, we'll have to go in a week sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be a bit quieter then anyway. Yeah. Right. Now, I know you were listening at 11:30. How many of those 11 questions would you have got right?
Well, 10, because I thought it was the German city as opposed to the country.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I'm sure you knew it was Hamburg, not Berlin, didn't you?
I did, because I remember seeing a picture of them years ago when they started out in leather jackets.
I'm going to say that, leather jackets, and then when they came back to England, their manager, Brian Epstein, didn't think that was the right image.
No.
So they dispensed with the leather jackets and got suits without collars, I seem to remember, which was
a little bit
unusual.
I was never a big Beatles fan. Loved John Lennon. I was a fan of the ones you've just played.
Funnily enough, you must have read my mind, because I was going to ask you if it was a straight choice between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, who would you go for? And obviously you've said the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them years and years ago at the Old Man City Ground.
Right. Fantastic.
Nick looks not as fit now as he did.
He does.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it, because not only does he look good at 80, but he still moves like a sort of 20-year-old, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Now Keith's still alive, I don't know.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Keith Richards, you think he would have passed on many years ago with the lifestyle he's had, but it's not done him any harm. Right, let's get back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. The score is 11 out of 11 to beat. Good luck, and here they come. Who had a hit in 1988 with Stop?
Bono.
Which trio included the twins Matt and Luke Goss?
Ross.
Who had hit first number one when she was married to Sonny Bono?
Cher.
Who duetted with Neil Diamond on You Don't Send Me Flowers?
Barbra Streisand.
Who sang with Steve Harley on Phantom of the Opera in 86?
Oh, God, what's her name? No, pass.
In a pass. Who was the female singer in the Eurythmics?
Annie Lennox.
Who sang with Paul McCartney on Ebony and Ivory?
Stevie Wonder.
Complete the title of this Kylie and Jason hit, especially
for you.
Who sang with Elaine Page on I Know Him So Well?
Barbara Dixon.
Complete the title of this Althea and Donna number one, Uptown.
Top Ranking.
Whose greatest hits album was called Tears Roll Down? Say that one again.
Dusty Springfield,
you're going to go for on that one. Right, okay, well, another good round, I think. Well, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. This gets interesting now. Same number of questions that Patricia answered. You passed on one, though. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. So, narrowly beaten this week.
Yeah.
But a good score nevertheless. Let's go through some of the ones you slipped up on. I think the first one was quite a tricky one, but you'll know instantly when I tell you the answer. Who had a hit in 1988 with Stop? It was singer Sam Brown. Daughter of Joe Brown, of course. Steve Harley on the Phantom of the Opera in 86 performed with Sarah Brightman.
That's
the name you were thinking of, isn't it? Yeah. And finally, and there's a bit of a clue in the title of this, whose greatest hits album was called Tears Roll Down? It was Tears for Fears. Always go for the obvious answer. Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking part this afternoon. And we'll talk to you again in about a month's time. And enjoy your pub meal whenever you have it.
Yeah, congrats to Patricia. I think it might be Adam she knows, because he goes round fixing people's broadbands.
Yeah, that's right. She said that. She said she'd met your son. So it's Adam. Yeah. And talking of Adam, he's not been on the quiz for ages.
He's in Corfu at the moment with the little one.
Right, that's no excuse. We can phone him in Corfu. Tell him. Right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye now.
Hey, two good rounds again. The runner-up this week, Brian Derbyshire, with 8 out of 11 and one pass. And the winner, with their highest score ever, Patricia Goff, 11 out of 11, will do it all again next Sunday morning.